The nation's mass transit systems have been on a heightened state of alert since the first London bombings more than a month ago. The American Public Transportation Association estimates that the increased security costs more than $900,000 a day. Many transit authorities say even when the alert level goes down, they'll keep security high because they don't think the threat is going away. NPR's Pam Fessler has the story.
Right now, there's no indication when the Homeland Security Department will lower the alert level from orange or high to yellow or elevated. A second wave of attacks in London July 21st has made officials especially cautious. So transit systems across the country continue to be monitored by stepped-up police patrols, surveillance cameras, and canine teams. Linton Johnson, a spokesman for San Francisco's Bay Area Rapid Transit, says his agency is actually tightening security 4 weeks after the first attack.
Everybody is focused on the terrorist attack right after it happens, but then after, you know, time goes by and nothing else happens, you kind of get distracted, you think about other things, and if you don't shake it up a bit, that's the perfect opportunity for a terrorist to sneak in and do it again.
So BART is asking all of its employees to start wearing bright yellow jackets when they ride the system to and from work so other riders know who to turn to in an emergency. The agency is also unveiling a new campaign to encourage passenger vigilance. Johnson says BART has never before mentioned terrorists or bombs in its literature, but now posters will display a huge pair of eyes below the simple phrase, bomb detectors.
I don't think 2 years ago we would have ever done this, but it's to the point where, again, we want to keep people on alert, want to keep them focused on the fact that they need to look out for unattended items and suspicious behavior, and this is really going to grab people.
He says the campaigns will continue long after the orange alert is over. New Jersey Transit Police Chief Joseph Bober says his agency will also continue random bag inspections, which began in New Jersey and New York shortly after the London attacks. He says his transit system has been on high alert ever since the Madrid train bombings in March of last year.
For all intents and purposes, since March 11th, we do operate at an orange alert. When the orange alert had come out at July 7th, I could say that we operate at an elevated orange alert over here in the Northeast Corridor.
And that's meant extra overtime and security costs of as much as $140,000 a week. It's been a big strain, so his agency and others are trying to find less costly, more permanent ways to boost security. Polly Hansen is chief of police with the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority. She says D.C. Metro, commuter rail, and Amtrak officials recently met with area police to brief them on critical transportation sites in the region, such as bridges, tunnels, and overpasses.
And it's been very, very helpful where Fairfax County Park Police, who have helicopters, have gone over and seen things and reported it to us. And then other patrol officers in the city are now noticing things that they may have driven over, or under, or around before, and they're a little more attentive.
And she hopes the partnership will continue despite the level of alert. Her agency, like others, is also boosting training for passengers on evacuation procedures and how to help in an emergency. Joe Giletti, executive director of the South Florida Regional Transportation Authority, says rider and employee awareness is clearly the best and most economical defense against an attack, but that doesn't mean there aren't other security costs for which he'd like more federal aid.
It's the same question that everyone's going through. What is enough security, and how do we pay for all the new potential enhancements to security that are coming along?
His agency is using an $800,000 Homeland Security grant right now to install cameras on every car in the 30 passenger trains it runs each day. Even though the three-county system is small, nerves are still on edge. Last week, someone called in a bomb threat on the line between Miami and West Palm Beach. One station was shut down for hours as police and bomb-sniffing dogs investigated what turned out to be an abandoned bag of bagels. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
¶¶